صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young friends in Islam, sisters who may possibly be listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I thought of dedicating today's Jumu'ah to something that I have been, or we all have been seeing in the community, and something that is important for us to give adequate attention and importance to. And that is the importance of adopting a gradual approach with regards to matters. The importance of adopting a gradual approach with regards to matters. And this applies to every aspect of our lives. Our own internal development, the development and reformation of our families, the development and the progress of our communities, and also for the global ummah at large. It applies to matters regarding our business, our financial positions. It applies to matters regarding our family and marriages and the progress that we are able to achieve. It applies to all matters with regards to our life that we should be adopting an approach of gradualism in all of our matters. We live in a time where everything must be instant. Everything must happen at the click of a button, at the flick of a finger. And that is not necessarily the right approach. In fact, that may very well be, if we are the ones who are pushing for things to happen very, very quickly, we might just be on the wrong side of the correct approach. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ana'atu min Allah wal-ajlatu min ash-shaytan. Al-ana'atu min Allah. Ana'at and gradualism, taking things progressively. It doesn't mean you must just be lum and don't worry about doing things. But doing things in the correct manner, with a gradual approach, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being hasty about things is from shaitan. That is something that is from shaitan and that must be avoided. And inshallah, as we go along, we will discuss some aspects with regards to this. In the verse of the Quran Sharif that I revealed, that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the disbelievers, they said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. Why was this Quran not revealed just all at once to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we see from there itself already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adopted a gradual approach. The Quran was revealed, it could have been revealed all at once. It could have come down in one book, that it was revealed and it was at the bedside of everyone's beds when they got up one morning. But it did not happen like that. And the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkah said that why is this Quran not revealed at one time? In other words, they also had this hasty approach about things. لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. We did this so that we can strengthen and establish your heart through this particular gradual approach. وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا, and we recited it to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a recitation of tartil. We recited this particular Quran to you. In so many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ, then we just say, kun fayakun. We only have to say kun, be, and what? It happens. And that is the power, the majesty of Allah. That when He wants something to happen, all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to do is say kun, be, fayakun, and it will happen. But in so many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that when He created the heavens and the earth, it took Him how many days? 6 days. He created the heavens and the earth over a period of 6 days. Why? Did He have to do it in 6 days? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done it just like that. When human beings are born, the animals of other, the kids of other animals, other species of life, they are immediately able to walk, run. They immediately have some sort of perception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about human beings, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused you to emerge from the wombs of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. You had absolutely no knowledge. You were completely ignorant. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gradually gave you the ability to listen. He gave you the ability to see. سَمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ, and the ability to feel and perceive things, a heart and mind to think, intellect to advance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with all these faculties, but in a very gradual and progressive manner. So, therefore, all of these things have been done. The revelation of the Quran Sharif gradually, the creation of the heavens and the earth in a gradual manner, our very own existence and progress that happens in a very gradual manner is a sign for us to ensure that we adopt gradualism in our stay on earth. Nothing happens at a click of a finger or a press of a button. Nothing happens like that. And there seems to be a trend amongst the community that everything must happen instantaneously. There is a push towards instant gratification. I must just live the moment. I must be happy now. It must happen for me now. And because of that, people are unconcerned. It is affecting their marital lives. It is affecting the source of their income. In the recent past, how many news articles have come out with regards to the problem that there is in gambling and betting in the South African community? And this is not foreign, and Muslims are not immune from that particular problem. What is it? It is the sense of instant gratification that I must become rich quickly. I must become rich quickly. And therefore, we ourselves find ourselves and our community frequenting the casinos. And nowadays, you don't even have to go to the casinos. People are doing online betting and gambling. 1.5 trillion rands a month or a week are going away in that. People are losing. Why? Because they want to adopt an approach of instant gratification. I must get rich quickly. Sometimes that form of instant gratification comes in a very, very sort of, in a garb that is hidden. So you ask people, what do you do? They say, no, I'm trading. Trading what? Online currencies. I'm trading online currencies. Did we ever take the trouble to try and find out whether that sort of trading is halal and permissible or it is not halal and permissible? Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, if not all of the time, that particular trading does not fulfill the Sharia requirements of a valid trade in the Sharia. And it is only about tracking the movement of that currency. It may not have the word gambling attached to it, but it is nothing but betting on the movement of that particular currency that we are speaking about. And therefore, I thought that it is very important for us to speak about gradualism. There's no such thing in this dunya as instant gratification, as getting rich quickly, as doing our own things, because it is going to affect our marriages, it is going to affect the source of our income, and we need to be concerned about all these particular, we need to be concerned about all these matters that are taking place in our community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even reveals verses of the Holy Quran in which He asks us to adopt an approach of patience and perseverance. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that seek the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience. And of course there can be different meanings of that particular word of patience. In the terminology of the Holy Quran, الصَّبْرُ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ, to be patient in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a degree of patience that a person needs to exercise to wake up for Fajr Salah. There's a degree of perseverance that he needs to exercise to go out from work, to take a break and make his Zuhar and Asr Salah. There's a degree of perseverance that a person needs to exercise when he goes for Hajj, when he does Umrah. So, as-sabru ala ta'ah. There is a degree of patience and perseverance that a person needs to exercise himself from sin and evils. And that is as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. To protect yourself from sins, there is a degree of patience and perseverance that we need to adopt. And there is a degree of patience that we need to exercise at the time of calamity as well. There is also a degree of patience that we need to exercise when it comes to adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just going about our day-to-day activities, there is a way and place to go about our earnings, to correct and rectify people. There is a way of doing it. In the Holy Quran, for example, one of the other examples that have been mentioned is the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had adopted certain rulings. For example, the Muslims at the time of prophethood, when prophethood came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was staying in Makkah Mukarramah, he was 40 years of age. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the verses of the Quran were revealed. قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Stand up after a few years of prophethood, that now stand up and declare the prophethood, declare, call people and warn them against the fire of Jahannam. And Nabi alayhi salatu was salam went to Mount Safa and he called the people and he invited, and from that time onwards right until the Hijrah, there was so much of persecution of Muslims. But what was the hukam from the Quran? It was isbiru wasabiru warabitu. It was all about sabr. It was all about patience. It was all about perseverance. There was no hukam and command that you are allowed to retaliate, that you are allowed to wage jihad and war and battle. There was no hukam of that nature. For 13 solid years, the Muslims continued like that. After the migration, then there was ahkam and hukam for the permissibility of jihad and military. You were able now to retaliate and you were able to protect yourselves. Otherwise, it was just about sabr, sabr, sabr. So we learn from this also the gradual approach. Alcohol was the order of the day. People used to drink alcohol. When the ahkam of the prohibition of alcohol came, then it is mentioned in the books of history that the streets of Medina flowed with alcohol. That is how much of alcohol people threw out of their homes. But look at the gradual approach that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adopted when it came to the prohibition of alcohol. Initially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what did he say? He said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said was that it is bad for you. The sin in it is greater than the benefits that they are. Gradually, the verses of the Quran were revealed to say that when you are in a state of intoxication, then at that time you should not be performing salah. After that, some time after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِعُونَ. Now it is completely haram and prohibited. So look at the gradual approach that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted in all of these things. All of it is telling us and leading us to this point and this principle and this usul in life, that there should be a gradual approach in correcting someone. There should be a gradual approach in helping someone to reform. There should be a gradual approach when it comes to earning our livelihoods, for that matter. In everything in life, al-ana'atu min Allah wal-ajlatu min ash-shaytan. When it comes to even walking, look at the moderation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Holy Quran. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ. When you walk also, be moderate in the manner and the way in which you walk. Some ulama have mentioned you can extend that to the way we drive our vehicles. We ride our conveyances. There should be a gradual, a moderate approach in how we drive our vehicles. So people ask, is speeding mentioned in the Quran? Are we allowed to speed and break the traffic? Of course we are not allowed to do that. Waqsid fi mashyika. Waqsid fi mashyika. We must adhere to these laws, because by not adhering, you are putting your life and someone else's life at risk as well. When it came to expenditure, spending, sometimes we limit our deen to only certain aspects and rituals and forms of ibadat. When it came to expenditure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the true servants of the Most Merciful, Ibadur Rahman, one of the qualities are, إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. When they spend money, then neither are they extravagant, nor are they stingy and miserly, but they maintain a balance between these two extremes. Did we ever think that that was a quality of the pious, righteous servants? They are not stingy, and they are not extravagant. They maintain a balance between this. In other words, again, moderation. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that al-iqtisadu fi nafaqati nisful ma'isha. Half of economics is about being moderate in expenditure. Half of economics is about being moderate in expenditure. Because how much we earn is not in our control. That is already written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we spend, that is in our control. So half of economics is about managing your expenditure correctly. So in all these aspects, we must adopt an approach of gradualism. Many a times recently I've dealt with some matters about people who are embarking upon the journey of marriage, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those unions. But the approach from the very outset is that where do I need to go for holiday after marriage? What are the things that I will need in my house because of marriage? It's quite okay to not have anything and to gradually build on that. It doesn't mean that life has to be a bed of roses from the first day. Life is never and will never be perfect. It is about adopting gradualism in our progress, in our development. The same applies also to our ibadat. Many a time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned that something that is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are amal and actions that are done consistently, even though they may be few, a little bit. But it's done consistently. What happens is, a person attended one program, massive amount of josh. So he fasted the next day and he stayed up the whole night, the next night in ibadat, and then he drops flat. So to adopt gradualism in all of these things. If we want to correct someone, many a times we have this josh, we must just shout and correct someone. Take out one pamphlet and he will become corrected, inshallah. That is not the approach that is taught to us by the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or hammer the person from the minbar. Hammer the person in a big gathering and he'll learn a lesson of his life. That is not the approach that was taught to us by the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, one person was not dressed appropriately. I'm not going to mention what he was doing because it's not relevant.